On Friday afternoon, the roundup continues from CBC Vancouver, and today we're into the third episode of our new Peggy Delaney series on the Mystery Project. Peggy is a columnist for the Toronto Tribune, and her desire to get to the bottom of a story often gets her into trouble. This week is no exception, as an apparent date rape hits close to Peggy and her daughter, Amber. Kyra Harper stars as Peggy Delaney in Odd Girl Out.
Hello there. We've reached Peggy Delaney, Toronto Tribune. If you have something confidential you want to pass on, just leave your name and number. The walls have ears. I'll get back to you. If you're calling to give me fulsome, unqualified praise for my columns, feel free now. If you're calling to scream at me, fascist, communist, cop-loving, cop-hating, pro-lesbian, anti-lesbian, pretend anti-establishment, crypto-Bay Street, swamp pig, go for it. After all, this is a quasi-democracy.
You're kidding.
No. She was the first one who was nice to me, too. My first day, new school and everything. Because, well, she's one of those kids who doesn't really have any friends. I feel awful.
Me, too. Not least of all, because it could have happened to you.
I guess so.
You were at that dance.
I know.
Have they arrested these creeps?
No, not yet. But everybody knows who the police are talking to, so she must have said it was them. And they were there. I saw them. They wore black lipstick, and I think they're so cool.
Slipping a knockout drug into some poor girl's drink and then raping her is not cool. I hope to God they're over 16.
They are.
Good. Give them life.
Yes, Ben. That's Amber's mother calling. The famous columnist.
Did she?
Yeah. Sit down. Hold up here. I smoke in the sunroom because of the kids.
Oh, it's fine.
So, I said, well, looks like we have to talk to someone, so let's talk to her.
I appreciate it. I know it's been terrible for Gail, for everyone.
Yeah.
This crop friend of mine, he tells me these date rape drugs are showing up all over the place. Mm. So I thought the word needs to get out to protect other kids.
Sure. She'll talk to you.
Yeah. Well, that's what you said. It's been what? 3 weeks?
And counting.
Those two boys. She must have remembered enough about that night to say it was them. Is that right?
She couldn't remember anything at first. She was out cold for over 15 hours. But she did start to remember a day or two later. She remembered dancing. She remembered that because, even though she goes to most of their dances, she never gets asked to dance. But these two older goth freaks, or whatever they are, they started to pay attention to her. They took turns dancing with her. Lots of the kids saw them. It was kind of a joke, I guess. But Gail didn't get it. She thought maybe they liked her. They were getting her to drink out of a can of Coke, laced with rum. And then they just kind of hung around watching her.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
I'm Gail.
Yeah, hi.
I know Amber.
Yes, she was saying she knew you.
When she first came and told people that you were her mother, a lot of kids didn't believe her. Oh. They just thought that she was trying to make a name for herself. But I believed her right away.
Well, she said you were really friendly to her. It meant a lot because she was new.
Uh-huh.
But I guess she hasn't seen that much of you in a while.
No. Well, I mean, Amber's special. She's a really cool kid, you know? She's really pretty and really smart. So I knew she'd, like, make other friends and stuff, you know? Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I parked just over there.
By that tree?
That's right.
And that's about as far away from the school as you can get, isn't it?
Chaperoning dances is tough enough. I didn't want my car to be front and center. Sometimes teachers' cars are targeted for abuse. I thought it would be less conspicuous.
Ah, that's probably why they used your car.
Yes.
It must have been very difficult. You found her, right?
after the dance, when I went back to my car. As soon as I saw her, I didn't see her, if you know what I mean. I immediately went back into the school. Mr. Hunter and Miss Adams, two other teachers, and the policeman who had been hired for security were just leaving. They accompanied me. Miss Adams put the girl's clothes back on. She couldn't wake her up. So the policeman called an ambulance.
And at this time, you thought she was just drunk and had passed out.
We all did. Until we heard about the drug test. It's horrible.
And how did they get into your car? Was it broken into?
No.
No? But then how did they get in?
It was stupid of me. I guess I left it unlocked.
Unlocked?
And my mind must have been miles away. It does that.
Yeah, mine too. There's talk about two boys that go to your school who gave her a rum-spiked can of Coke to drink. Do you know these kids?
No, I'm not at liberty to talk about anyone.
I'm just asking if you know them.
Well, everyone knows them. They are rather conspicuously made up and dressed. They like attention.
Well, not the kind they're getting now, though.
No.
So, did you see Gail Deschamps at the dance?
You can't use her name. She's a minor.
I'm aware of that. I'm just wondering if you saw her during the dance.
I believe I remember speaking to her briefly. She's kind of a sad kid. She was by herself. I was just trying to be kind.
What time was this?
I think, around 9 o'clock.
Did she seem sober to you?
Gail talks in monosyllables. If at all. I didn't notice anything unusual or different about her. I just said hello and asked her how she was doing. She said okay.
That's two syllables.
Yes, it is.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Uh-huh. Who all's going?
Just Sue and me.
Early show?
No one goes to the early show, Mom. I'll be home by 12.
Yes, you will.
I just said that.
And I'm agreeing.
You are really getting into this mom thing, aren't you?
I guess so.
4 months and I'm home to Vancouver.
I know.
It's been kind of okay. You and I living together for once. Hasn't it?
Oh, sweetheart, are you kidding? It's been much, much more than okay. Oh, come here. Squeezy to death. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Could happen, sweetheart.
Yes, I know. What can I say? Other than that your mother is stupid, egomaniac, drunk, was a drunk. God, what a list.
One of my teachers described her as a role model for all young women.
Huh.
That's what I thought, too. I'm kidding. You've accomplished a lot. You really have.
All right, well, let's not go there, okay? All I know is I love you to pieces.
Me too.
Okay, so burl off to your movie, why don't you?
Hi.
Officer Slater?
Yes, ma'am.
Peggy Delaney.
I recognize you. From your picture in the paper.
Mm.
We can sit here in reception.
Mm. So, what I really wanted to ask you, you were the paid duty officer at that dance.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you happen to notice Gail Deschamps earlier in the evening? I mean, before you were called up to Mr. Samuel's car.
No.
Well, some kids have been saying that she was wandering around looking drunk for most of the night, which fits with what I've been reading. It takes some time for these drugs to work, 2 hours or so. You know, victims get increasingly dizzy, unsteady on their feet, slurring their words. But you didn't notice Gail Deschamps.
What you have to realize, ma'am, it's a crush of kids. All coughing at the top of their voices. Everyone running around in the dark. The music's deafening. Strobe lights flashing off and on. So, unless somebody passes out, or a fight breaks out, or someone's doing drugs out in the open, there's not a lot I'm going to see.
Hmm.
Besides, I'm not really there to make arrests. I'm just there. It'd be kind of an inhibiting presence.
But you're still a cop, even when you're making a little extra money on the side, right?
Right.
And somebody drugged this kid to the point of her passing out somewhere, carried her out to the parking lot, and raped her on your watch, right?
That's right.
Oh, you must feel badly.
Of course I do.
Do you happen, in all that crush, to notice two boys with long hair, black lipstick, black overcoats?
I do remember them.
When did you first notice them? Because a student I know seems to remember that the goths didn't arrive till after 11 or so. The dance ended at 12, and Mr. Samuels found Gail shortly afterwards. The time frame doesn't fit too well, that's all, you know. For these boys to have been the culprits, I mean.
Well, maybe the time frame differs, depending on how much of that drug you take, or how big, or how small you happen to be. Of course, I'm just a dumb cop.
Carlos Double, I presume.
Peggy Delaney.
I love saying your name. Carlos Zabo. This must be my cop night.
Oh.
I was just talking to Officer Slater, who was chaperoning that dance.
Oh, yeah.
I must have said the wrong thing. He got his back up.
What'd you say?
Nothing much. Well, I might have implied that he could at least feel just a little bit badly about what happened to that girl, instead of sitting there like a half ton of cement. Cops hate me.
Not all cops.
Oh, I know what you're going to say now.
What?
That if you guys let out your real feelings every time something awful happened to someone, you'd all be basket cases within a year.
I was going to say, you look great. Sharp. Sexy. Well, I guess I won't now.
What do you mean, sharp? What kind of word is that?
Just your clothes. Energy. You know, nice energy.
Mm-hmm. And what are you drinking?
Rye. Meat.
Yeah, well, that explains it.
Doesn't bother you, does it? You said the other night...
Having a drink in front of me? No. Well, a lie, a
lot. I'll ditch you.
No, don't. Carlos, I'm kidding.
Okay.
That didn't take much encouragement.
Well, doesn't bother you or doesn't it? You have to be straight with me.
No, I don't.
My head doesn't compute mixed messages very well.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Well, you look great.
So do you.
Get over the Leafs losing?
Yeah.
Me too.
I like being there with you. It was pretty cool.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I hadn't been asked out to a hockey game in about a zillion years.
I had free tickets.
I know. Carlos.
What?
What'd you find out?
I hope you know. If my inspector discovers I'm giving you information, I'm toast.
Yeah, so what'd you find out?
You first.
Well, I talked to this Mr. Samuels, the teacher who found the girl in the back of his car. He's, there's something there.
Like?
Well, for one thing, he went on about how kids target teachers' cars, so he parked it at the very back of the parking lot. But he forgot to lock the doors. That doesn't make sense, does it? And whoever molested that girl, well, they were really lucky. The most secluded car just happened to be unlocked.
So you're what? Suggesting this teacher might have done it?
I'm speculating.
Then why would he be so dumb as to leave her in his car?
Well, maybe because it would be such an obviously dumb thing to do. It's actually very smart. What are you smiling about?
Nothing.
Are you being condescending?
No. Just like to watch you. They got the pop can.
What?
Yeah, they took all the trash barrels out of the school, sorted through all the pop cans, and the lab came up with one. With traces of rotenol.
There it is, then. She was drugged at the school.
Yeah, looks like.
Just like she said, the goths with their rum and coke.
Sprite.
Pardon?
According to my info, it was a can of Spring.
I bought a can of Sprite.
When?
Well, as soon as I got there, I guess. I usually do. I get nervous. It gives me something to do.
Was it open?
No, it was out of the cooler. It wasn't Sprite, you know. It was in a can of Coke.
No, it wasn't. They found traces of that drug, all right, but it was in a can of Sprite.
It was?
Gail, do you remember who else you were talking to besides those two boys?
But they did it. I know it was them. Anyway, I didn't talk to anybody else.
No one at all? The whole night?
No. Well, except Mr. Samuels. But he's my history teacher. And he came up to me. So I talked to him for a little while.
How long's a little while?
I don't know. A minute or two? I guess. And then I just stood there. By myself. Just kind of watching the kids dance and stuff. And then I went outside. To have a smoke.
After you finished the Sprite, what did you do with the empty can?
Oh, I don't know. I think I tossed it into this barrel outside by the...
Before you danced with those boys?
Yeah. You know, I think I was feeling a little bit funny. Even before I danced with them, though. Kind of lightheaded. I guess I thought I was just smoking too much. And then they came up to me with their black lipstick and eyeliner and rum in their Coke. And everything else, and I nearly died. They just kind of dragged me onto the floor, and then everything got really dizzy. Because they were rolling me around and around and around.
Gail, let's go right back. You walk into the school gym, go to the cooler, open the can of Sprite. You sip on it. Stand around, and then you talk to Mr. Samuels?
Yeah.
And then you feel like a smoke. So you what? Walk down the hall?
To a back door. Out behind the school where everybody goes to smoke.
And where exactly do you stand?
Right outside the door. But I was sitting on a cement ledge by the stairs.
Okay, so you light a cigarette.
Uh-huh.
You put the pop can down?
I guess I did for a little bit.
Talk to anyone? Say... Mr. Samuels again?
No. Well, this cop came out and everybody scattered. Smoking on school property isn't allowed. But I'd already finished, so I just sat there.
What did the cop do?
He just said hi. He said he knew everyone was smoking out there. He said that's what he used to do when he was in school. He was kind of nice.
Was he... Was he sipping on a pop, too?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Sprite?
I don't know.
Did he stand right beside you?
Yeah.
And your pop was?
Sitting on the ledge, somewhere beside me.
Right. He switched them.
Point the flashlight over here.
Where?
Over here. I want to check behind these old paint cans. Crap.
I'm sorry.
I must be out of my mind. We're investigating one of our own cops. And Peggy Delaney, of all people, is standing in the guy's garage, helping me. Someone to save me from myself.
That bad?
Yes, it is.
I just happened to arrive at his house to ask him some more questions at the same time you and those two other guys...
Detectives.
Detectives were searching through his house and his property. That's called a coincidence.
No, that's called trouble. Besides, you're not a coincidence. You're beginning to be a habit.
Am I supposed to feel sorry for you? Besides, I'm the one who connected Slater to that can of Sprite, so I belong here.
Turn off the flashlight.
Why? All right. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
things that you're doing.
We should go somewhere.
Like, where?
I don't know. Hotel.
I can't.
Why not?
Because, okay. Whoa.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. I can't. I told you, remember? Amber.
Oh. Yeah.
It would destroy everything. She wouldn't understand.
How would she know?
Are you just thinking of a one-night stand?
No.
And she'd know. Believe me, she'd know. She's only here for 4 more months.
Right.
Then back to her dad in Vancouver. So, that's not so long.
No.
Carlos, I'm turning the flashlight back on. Look for incriminating evidence, would you?
Yeah. Incriminating evidence. Sure. Point the damn light on that ladder. Over there. There's an old tarp over some boards in the rafters. I guess I could take a look.
Be careful.
Uh-huh.
Carlos? Well? Did you find anything?
Yeah. Raccoon shit. I'm coming down.
Why would he keep that stuff around anyway? I mean, he'd have to consider the possibility that he might be a suspect, too.
That makes sense. Except, see what I've got?
What?
Shine the light. 2 bottles full of Rohypnol. Imported from Mexico, probably.
Oh, Jesus.
10 times as powerful a sedative as Valium. I just smelled the stuff. It's Rohypnol, all right. Never underestimate the compulsion of the criminal mind to repeat the crime again and...
Who's that?
Our boy, I guess.
His headlights. He's going to see us, Carlos.
Stay behind me. Get out of sight.
Hey, you. Who the hell are you? What are you doing in there?
Detective Carlos Zabo, Toronto Police. Constable Slater?
Yeah?
Constable, your house is being searched by Detectives Lee and Coulson from Internal Affairs.
What? What the hell for? Why? I haven't done anything.
Last September 24th, you were back up on the arrest of 3 men accused of importing and selling Rohypnol and using it themselves as a date rape drug. Do you recall that?
Not really. So what?
So, I'm just guessing. But I have a hunch some of that Rohypnol never made it down to lockup. These bottles belong to you?
No. Why? You find them somewhere? Oh, I get it. You found them here. They're a plant. That's all they are. What's going on? You planted them, man.
I don't think so. What I think is, you slipped the lock on a teacher's car, and you raped a 15-year-old girl.
Are you out of your goddamn...
And that teacher was so terrified.
What the hell are you doing here?
So terrified that someone might think it was him. He lied and said he left his car unlocked.
Like I said, Detective, what's this bitch doing here?
Just curious to see what the scum of the earth looks like. Hi, Slater.
Cinderella cleaning, where every day is Snow White. Hello? No.
Hi, Bertie.
That's the 10th time I've been asked if I own this building. Real estate developers. You're not going to smoke that thing, are you?
I've met somebody.
You are going to smoke that thing. Point it the other way, will you?
Bernie, I've met somebody.
Yeah? Oh, you mean you've met somebody.
Yes. He's separated. He has a little daughter. He's been living on his own for about 6 months.
Uh-huh.
He's a great guy. He really is. And for one thing, he's honest. He told me about his situation just so I'd know, even before we went out the first time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's the most grounded, practical, real person I've met in my entire life.
Rich isn't saying that much, as I recall.
His hair is thick. So black. It's almost blue. His skin's olive-colored.
Olive-colored? That's green, isn't it?
It's really bad timing with Amber. She is the most important person in the world.
Of course she is.
It would be the worst thing. I can't start up with someone now.
Particularly knowing how enthusiastic you can get.
Right. So I'll just... Well, Carlos and I will... We'll just... Wait. Stop me, Bernie.
To Odd Girl Out, the latest in the Peggy Delaney series written by James W. Nichol. Featured in the cast, Kyra Harper as Peggy, Katerina Scorsone as Amber, John Stalker as Bernie Snyderman, George Buzza as Detective Carlos Chabo, Kim Renders was Don, and Rachel Clark was Gail. And with them you also heard Brian Paul as Mr. Samuels and Chuck Campbell as Ron Slater. The music was composed and conducted by Milan Kimlicka. The recording engineer was Drago Grandic. Sound effects by Matt Wilcott. Colleen Woods was the associate producer. Coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. The program was produced and directed in Toronto by Bill Howell, who is also the executive producer of The Mystery Project. You can also hear Peggy Delaney on The Mystery Project Saturday evening after The World This Weekend.